Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you this week on this subject of God's divine order of authority. And we began back in Genesis, where, of course, that's the book of beginnings, where God created Adam and Eve, and how that Satan came to them and deceived them by undermining God's authority there in the Garden of Eden and getting them to believe that life could be so much better for them. They would be so much wiser. Life could be so much more fulfilling and experience greater freedom if they would just simply do what he said and eat of the tree of life. I mean, after all, God knows it. They're going to know the difference between good and evil. So he mixed lies with truth and deceived them and got them to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, we can certainly see today the consequences of those wrong choices and how it has affected the human race ever since in such terrible ways. So we noticed that back in the Garden of Eden, God had established an order of authority there. And then we picked up in the New Testament on that same principle in 1 Corinthians 11, where the Apostle Paul brings out very clearly that God's order is that God is supreme authority and Christ is subject to the Father. And he was. He walked this earth here. He didn't do anything that was not his Father's will. Jesus said that himself many times. And then it is man. Christ is the head of man. And then man is the head of woman. That's the order that God had established. So I'd like to pick up again on that. And yesterday we were talking about how that man is the head of woman. God has given him that place. I'd like to read again that verse in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. So yesterday we were looking how that the aspect there that man is the head of woman. And again, I would just like to remind you that, man, God has not called us to be domineering tyrants in the home. Not at all. If that's what you are, shame on you. You should be loving your wife as Christ loved the church. Christ never came across as a domineering tyrant, but rather a servant leader. Men, that's the place that we need to take, a servant leader. Let's follow Christ's example in that. I mentioned yesterday that Adam was created first and then Eve, but that doesn't make the woman or the wife on a lower level than the husband. God gave directions to Adam and Eve how that they were to be fruitful and to multiply. They were to have dominion, and they were to subdue the earth over the animals and the fish of the sea and so on. God gave those instructions to Adam and Eve, not just to Adam. So it is the husband's responsibility to love his wife as Christ loved the church. I said yesterday that when a wife feels loved, respected, and cherished, and get those words, when a wife feels loved, respected, and cherished, she will gladly come under her husband's authority. But the opposite is true too. When she does not feel respected, when she does not feel like she's cherished and appreciated, she is not going to very easily come under a husband's authority. She will not willingly give herself to her husband's authority. And who would? But when that balance is maintained between a husband and a wife, and the husband loves his wife as Christ loved the church, the wife will find it so much easier to be under her husband's authority. And it's a beautiful thing. In our society today, men have been belittled, intimidated, and portrayed as wimps in so many aspects of our society and our culture. Men are just viewed as ignorant pushovers, no backbone, and Yeah, and it's women have their rights and so on, and it's so contrary. It's all part in the scheme of the work of the devil to twist things in our society and get things backwards from the way God intended it to be. Well, there's another aspect of this whole thing, and that is that there are some wives that feel like their husband is not as spiritual as they are, or he is not taking his place and leading out in different areas, or he's just not with it, or it takes him so long to decide anything. And unfortunately, sometimes that is the case. I'm sorry about that. Sometimes, men, we don't do what we should do. Sometimes we're not taking our leadership role in the home. Sometimes we fall down on the job where we're not taking our responsibility and leading out in spiritual things or being decisive. And it makes it very difficult for a wife. It really does. And so what do they do? And a lot of times what happens is they feel like they need to go ahead with things. They need to lead out. Things aren't being done that need to be done. And so they make decisions that the husband should be making. They give direction in the home for matters that the husband should be giving direction for. And what happens is then she becomes controlling and manipulating. And the husband sits back and lets her do it. But that is not the model, the biblical model that God has given us. It's out of God's order, and it does not work. I tell you, it brings trouble, and it brings problems. Two wrongs will not correct the problem. A man that does not take his responsibility in the home is doing wrong. But when his wife usurps his authority to compensate for his negligence, well, that's wrong too. And instead of making things better, they get worse as time goes on. You cannot deviate from God's plan without consequences. So, wives, maybe there's a wife or some wives listening this morning or today to this. If you find yourself in that place, let me give you some advice. Rather than you trying to change your husband, just let God do it. He's better at it than you are anyway, by a long shot. Trust me, he is. Do not quit praying for your husband. He needs all the prayers he can get. But please, let God deal with him. You just step out of the way. If you insist on controlling and manipulating him in your circumstances, your man will likely not change for the better at all. But if you choose to step back and let God work on your husband, you might just be amazed at what God will do for you. Where is your faith? Is it in God? Or are you trusting in your own abilities to change your husband? Wife, if you can step back, and you might say, well, who's going to make those decisions? Well, let God put the pressure on him. Maybe bills are going to come due that you were used to somehow taking care of. But he has some responsibility. God is able to put pressure on him in greater ways than you can. Let God do it. But men, stand up and take your rightful place in the home. Stand for truth. And stand for what is right, but temper it with love. You can say the right words, but if you don't temper it with love, it's of no avail. Truth and grace must go hand in hand. You can give direction and guidance, but if it's not given in love, it is of no avail. It's damaging. So, yes, men, stand up for truth and what is right, but do it in love. Please, do it in love. Temper it with love. Truth and grace must go hand in hand. There is so much that could be said in this subject. I mean, you could spend hours on this subject, and we certainly don't have that kind of time. But I hope and pray and trust that these little meditations this week have been a blessing to you, and we have tomorrow here yet. But I think I'll sign off on this one today. Again, husband and wives, find your place in God's divine order of authority. God bless you today.